día de hoy, sino que hay diversos...
Perú's political opposition is making another attempt to oust President Pedro Castillo. He's been in office less than 8 months, but opponents are trying again to impeach him. Despite a failed motion in December, they're now feeling confident.
76 votes is more than we expected. A good sign, a good start of the will of legislators.
But it may not be easy.
To remove Castillo from office, the political opposition needs 87 votes. And for that, they need members of Castillo's own political party to turn against him. And for now, that seems unlikely.
However, many Peruvians are discontent. 63% of the country disapproves of his government, overshadowed by allegations of corruption at the highest level, including Castillo himself. But the president refutes these allegations. Ahead of impeachment proceedings, Castillo requested to speak to lawmakers.
Tomorrow I'll be at the parliament, the first power of the state, to tell them what we've come to do, what we're doing, and what we will do for this country.
Having reshuffled its cabinet 4 times since taking office, the government has gone from one crisis to another. Castillo's allies blame opponents for the political instability.
The purpose from day one has been to bring down Castillo. All roads lead to the impeachment. They lost the elections. They are very hurt and want to regain lost ground.
As Castillo's defense, or the president himself, prepared to face impeachment proceedings in 2 weeks, legislators now race to secure enough votes to unseat him. But many Peruvians, angry at Peru's political class, say they'd prefer the president and legislators replaced. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.